Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Swift and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Fox steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon fires to second, and they've got Tabor trapped. There's the throw to Siebert, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Conroy for a passed ball. McNair moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon bunts towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Knickerbocker covering, for the out. Conroy moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conroy moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conroy scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Lupien moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Lupien scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conroy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchilden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchilden is 0-for-0 in the game. Marchilden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesce hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Conroy and he is safe. McNair steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Swift moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Swift scores. Miles goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Bill Conroy. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams is hit by the pitch. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesci moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Mike Riba now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Judd pinch hits for Mike Riba. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.